Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 what's going on, people? It's your boy, your host, your prophet, your apostle-elect, Charles Briggs. I'm excited about tonight. It is Faith Booster Thursday, and I promise tonight you're going to get your boost. Everything that you need, everything that you desire, I want you to get it. Listen, if you're on here right now, I need you to go to your page, tweet it, post it on Facebook, hashtag Living the Good Life, Favor Factor Radio. I need you to do it right now. In the meantime, sit back. Well, don't sit back. Get up, move around. And my girl, Natalie Wilson at SOP, is ready to talk to you about living the good life.
SOP, getting started, talking about the good life, y'all.
I'm living a good life, yeah. And I got something,
yes, we getting our jam on tonight. Amen. Bless the Lord, everybody out there in radio land. I'm here to give you a couple of announcements where the prophet will be. Amen. In an area or in a city near you. Prophet Charles Briggs will be at the Restoration Temple of Deliverance Prophetic Power Surge at 4 o'clock p.m. August the 6th with Apostle Flora Morris. which is the host pastor, the host apostle, 1104 Cleveland Street, High Point, North Carolina. So if anybody in the High Point area, you need to get to this encounter because there's a word that's getting ready to shift your life forever. Also, I want you all to prepare yourselves. This is the hour where we need to know who we are in God. And if you're a prophet of God, or if you're a seer, or you're seeing some things that you don't quite understand, there's a joint school of the prophetic today. Understanding what I hear and see. Only $60. Only $60. You know, you got so many out there that's charging so much for information. Well, you can get it for only $60. Registration September 1st, 2017, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at 2112 West Meadowview Road. This, which includes your book, your free gifts, and lunch. First class will start November the 18th. Your second class will start December the 2nd, and your final class with a graduation will be December the 9th. For booking, go to pcbministries@gmail.com. Amen. Or you can tune in and join us on our PCBM page and follow us there to get more information. Prayer Faith Ministries presents Prophetic Encounter, August the 9th through the 11th, 2017, at 7:30 p.m. nightly. The speaker will be Prophet Charles Briggs at 3668 Highway 57, Milton, North Carolina, 27305. You need to get to this prophetic encounter because God is getting ready to bring healing to your body. He's about to bring relief to your money. He's about to unlock the things that you have been bound up in. So we need you all to meet the prophet in Milton, North Carolina, where the pastor there is Ambassador Brenda Smith. And we are here to celebrate and getting ready to get prepared in a few weeks for the Now Way Pentecostal Fellowship presents Save the Date, August the 26th at 4 p.m. We have officially an apostolic affirmation of Apostle Charles Briggs. If you've been following him, you know that there is an apostolic anointing on his life. We need you all to save the date. We need you to prepare yourself to come for this sacred time of consecration and an overwhelming voice of the presence of the Lord. We're going to have guests that night with Youth of Favor. Our prophetic MC will be none other than Prophet Justin Doris, and accommodating, amen, and taking part into this awesome celebration will be none other than our own Bishop James and Pastor Stephanie Dunn from Georgia. And this venue will take place at the Quality Inn and Suites, 2112 West Meadowview Road, Greensboro, North Carolina. So we ask that you all prepare yourselves to be with us to help honor and celebrate what God's getting ready to do in the man of God's life. If you follow him, you need to be there. If you would like to support Favor Factor Radio, TCB Ministries, please, ma'am, please, sir, go to the website after the show, www.pcbministries.com, and show that seed of $27.17. There's no need to follow nobody that you don't believe in. So if you want this radio to continue to expand, if you want something on Favor Factor Radio to be able to be brought to the station, you need to sow that $27.17. This is to help build the kingdom, not build his pockets. So I'm asking that all of you all would go and sow that $27.17. Your life will be blessed. Now let's hear from the man of God himself, Prophet Apostle-elect Charles Briggs.
Wow, I couldn't have done the announcement better myself. But before I come and deliver unto you what God has given to me to give to his people, I want you to know something, that it's going to be all right, okay. You know how I know? Because my brother J. Moss told me so. So I'm going to let him tell you what he told me earlier today. Tell somebody it's going to be all right, okay.
I think about all the good and the bad. When I think of every smile and cry, Lord, somebody was looking out for me. When I think of every up and down, I seen a lot of friends come through the end. Every high and low that hurt me, look at me now and say everything is alright. When I think of those days and nights, I try to sort out the truth from a lie. When I think of every head and heartache, no, somebody was looking out for me. When I think of how I needed answers, I called a lot of friends, but they weren't here. And I hear a voice, not a reason, say it's my season.
Everything is alright. Everything is okay. Everything is all good, and I won't complain even if I could. Everything is alright. Everything is okay. Everything is all good, overcoming the pain that Jesus said I would. Everything is alright. Everything is okay. Everything is all good, and I won't complain even if I could.
I know for myself that everything is all right, everything is okay, everything is all good, and I won't complain, even if I could. Everything is all right, everything is okay, everything is all good, overcoming the pain, because Jesus said I would. You ought to tell somebody, it's all right, okay, yes. I want somebody to know that it's all right, okay. It's going to be all right, somebody. I need somebody to know that. I just believe it. Listen here, I'm feeling pumped. I'm feeling excited. You know why? Because the enemy could not win. I'm excited about that, y'all. The enemy could not win. I thank you all for joining us on tonight. Thank you for those of you who went to our Facebook page or your tweeting and your hashtagging Living the Good Life, Favorite Factor Radio. If you could do that for me, that would be absolutely awesome. Let somebody know that you're on Favorite Factor Radio tonight and God is getting ready to speak to you concerning your situation. We're doing a series called Living the Good Life. And so in order to live the good life, we're going to be talking about something today that many people are going through. So we want to talk tonight just about disappointments and moving past your disappointed failures. We want to talk about that for a little bit tonight. I do want you to go to our website. If this is a blessing to you, if you got praise report, if you got prayer requests, if you want to seed into this ministry, go to our website directly after the show. Or maybe you can do it while you're listening to the show. When something is said that blesses your life, go to our website, www.pcbministries.com.
so that faith boosts a seed of $27.17. When I tell you we had a miraculous miracle to happen, there was a person that's that had called me this week, and I was telling Pastor Slate this. I want to give this testimony. I love it. Amen. And they knew that they had paid all their bills, and they knew what was supposed to come out of their account and all of that. Amen. And they called me, and they were like hesitant, and they were like, something is going on with my account. And I'm like, well, what's going on with it? What happened? Da, 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 da. Well, nothing bad, but it just seems that I have this extra certain amount of money. I ain't going to tell you how much it was. Certain amount of money in my account. I don't know where it came from. So long story short, they called to see where the money came from. It was from some back pay. It was from some back pay that they didn't even know was owed to them. And it was all because, and they began to thank God because we were in service and the Lord had given me a specific amount to tell the people to sow. And they sowed that amount and God blessed them tremendously with an extra, with something extra, with something extra. And I decree and declare that tonight God is going to bless you with something extra. There are a few of you who are listening right now. There are a couple of you who are in Georgia. There are a couple of you who are over in up north. There are a couple of you who are here. There are about two of you who are in High Point that God is about to bless with new jobs and new promotions. The Lord spoke that in my spirit. He said he's getting ready to do this for you. If you're in those areas, I would receive that prophetic word. God is about to bless you with a new job or new position, amen, or promotion. God is getting ready to do it for you. So don't think that just because it did not work last week that God ain't going to work for you by the end of this week. I decree and declare the phone call that you are waiting on is going to ring your phone in Jesus' name. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Amen. I want to talk about how to pick yourself up from disappointment. Now, if you understand something, we've all fallen down at one time or another, not just physically, but emotionally. And picking yourself back up again is unfortunately easier said than done, all right? And so it doesn't take any special talent to give up or lie down on the roadside of life and say, I quit. We have all said it. We've all felt that way. Some of us feel that way even now. And that is the reason for this call called Faith Booster. And so, in fact, the road to chronic discouragement, hopelessness, and despair, it often begins with an ordinary day that ends up piled high with simple disappointment. And so according to Webster, I love this, according to Webster, disappointment means to fail, to satisfy the hope, desire, or expectation of. In other words, when we set ourselves up to hope for something and that hope isn't met, we get disappointed. We feel let down or we feel betrayed. And I don't know about you, but I felt that way before. I felt betrayed. I felt disappointed. That I wasn't satisfied. I felt that I didn't satisfy or prove myself to my bosses or whoever it was. And so that disappointment set in, amen, and you begin to have the worst day of your life. The day turns into a few days. A few days turns into a week. 1 week turns into several weeks. Several weeks turns into several months. Several months then turn into a year. 1 year turns into 4 years. And so we live our lives based upon our disappointed failures. Good God Almighty, that was good. We live our life based upon our disappointed failures. So let's face it, none of us are ever going to get to the place in life where we have no more disappointments. So what do we do, Prophet? Well, I want to tell you, we cannot expect to be sheltered from every little thing. Disappointment is a fact of life, that one that must be dealt with, all right? So if not, discouragement and devastation are never far away. So too often people end up devastated and don't understand why. They seem to be going along just fine, and now they've fallen by the roadside without knowing how or why. And many people don't realize that problem could have started a long time ago. It could have started a long time ago with a simple disappointment that they failed to work through. Amen. So deep hurt doesn't just come from huge disappointments, people of God, like when you fail to get the job or promotion that we really wanted.
deep emotional hurt can come from a series of minor annoyances or frustrations. Ah, Lord, have mercy. That's why we must know how to handle the small daily disappointments and keep them in perspective. What we do as a people, as a body, as a church, what we do is we come home with disappointment on our job or let's deal with that first. So we bring our disappointment home from our workplace, and now it spills over into our home. And so now we're not just dealing with one little minor disappointment. We are disappointing people in our household. And so now we're walking around, and we got an attitude with our kids who did absolutely nothing to us. We got an attitude with our spouses who did absolutely nothing to us. Amen. When it all started on your workplace. And so now you're bringing your disappointments and your life problems from work into your home, and guess what? Same night. So guess what we do? We brought the work to home, and now we take work and home to church. Help the church profit breathe. Thank you. I think I will. And so now we take the disappointments from work, from home to church. And now the Spirit of the Lord can't really move because you are the praise and worship leader, or you are the expediter for that night, or you are the usher, or you are the person doing the prayer, or you are the person reading the scripture. And so now God can't fully come in because you are now dealing with disappointments from home, from work to home, and now it's spilling over in the church, and you're irritating somebody's spirit because you got all of this going on that could have been dealt with at work instead of bringing it to home and then taking it to church. And so what you must understand is that you have to deal with your disappointments. You have to deal with your disappointments. You have to deal with your life failures. You have to deal with your issues, and so that they do not consume. In order to live a good life, in order we can sing the song like Natalie Wilson all day long, I'm living a good life, yeah. We can sing that all day long, but if we're not applying tools to help us to live a good life, they'll just be mere words, and words that not coming to change our direction or change our mindset or change our the way that we talk, the way that we walk, and then become mere words. The problem with us is that we like to harbor stuff, and we carry things from years all the way up until now. And so now, every time that you see something that brought you the disappointment from 10 years ago, you now bring that into your now, which hinders you from living a good life. It hinders you from living a good life. I know I'm talking real good. So that's why we must know how to handle the small daily disappointments, okay, and keep them in perspective. Otherwise, they can get out of hand and be blown out of proportion. For example, imagine starting your day behind schedule. You're already frustrated on your way to the office, to your workplace. Unexpected traffic delays cause you to be even later. Then you finally get to work. You find out that someone on the job has been gossiping, talking about you. You get some coffee to help you calm down. Well, maybe I get some coffee to help me calm down. And spill it all over yourself to make matters worse. Since you have an important meeting with the boss and no time to go home and change your clothes, face each of those little things separately. It's just annoying. But when they pile up, it becomes almost unbearable. And that's why we get to the place where we feel as though our life's pressures are sitting on our shoulder, weighing us down. We don't know where to go. We don't know where to turn. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. And we get stuck right there. Then just about that time, you get a report from the doctor that wasn't what you were hoping and praying for. And to top it off, your fiance calls and threatens to break off your engagement, even though the wedding invitations have already been mailed. How will you respond? Will you be full of faith, people of God, or will you find yourself full of fear and on that road to disappointment and discouragement? All of these minor frustrations. And then people, when you're going through frustrations and when you're dealing with things like that, to live a good life does not mean to go live a closed life. What are you talking about? You want to shut yourself away from people. People did not do it to you. You want to shut yourself away from the world. You want to shut yourself away from the church. I'm not going to Bible study. I don't want to get on Save of Hand Radio. I don't want to get on the prayer call. I'm not going to choir rehearsal.
I'm not going to the women's meeting. I ain't going to no men's night out. And all of these things, you're doing all of this because you're frustrated when nobody did not put you in that particular place, when it was you that did not deal with it. I'm not saying that you put yourself there, but you did not deal with it when it was small. So now you're making it to be something so big and something so major instead of dealing with it the first time so that you can live the good life. Ain't nobody saying nothing to me. And if I was in a church, I would go stop right here and take up the offering because that was a good word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All of those minor frustrations and disappointments with the traffic, the gossip at the office and spilled coffee have set up a major calamity. And when you have to face some really serious problems like sickness or failed relationship, you find that you aren't prepared to deal with them. So you fall, plunging head first and despair. What do you do when disappointment comes, when it weighs on you like a rock? You can either let it press you down until you become discouraged, come on here, even devastated, or you can use it as a stepping stone to better things. I want you to understand that those things that you're going through, those things are not to break you, and if they are, they're to make you better. You take those tools, and when it becomes, when you see that forming again, you'll be able to look that thing in the face and say, I faced you before, and I'll face you again. I'm not going down. You are. You've got to talk to your small disappointments so that they do not take root and begin to grow. God is not concerned, listen, about how much you cry over something that can be fixed. No, ma'am. No, sir. We've got this thing twisted. We think that if we go home and sit in the corner and cry our eyes out, or we go to church and we just sit there and we just cry our eyes out, that God's going to come and he's going to hear our tears. I want you to understand that he sees your tears, but he can only hear your cry, which means that you have to open up your mouth. A cry is not your tears. Amen. A cry is something with your mouth. You have to open up your mouth and you have to apply the word. Apply the word to your situation. So that it does not take root. The negative thought, that negative thing does not take root and sit in you and cause you to make you feel as though you are a failure. Every person that's under the sound of my voice tonight, you are on course and you are on schedule. You know how I know? Because the Lord allowed you to hop on Favor Factor Radio tonight just to hear that your disappointments are not going to devastate you. It was just a distraction on the way to your destiny. God, my soul says yes. I'm going to say that again. Your disappointment did not come to devastate you. It was just a distraction on the way to your destiny. Good God Almighty. Have to take every disappointment. You have to take every life lesson and learn from it and apply it to your life and move on. Because the more you keep pondering and the more you keep thinking, I should have did this. I could have did that. I should have did this. I should have did that. You're going to continue failure in you. Amen. There is no failure in you. The only thing that I see is that your faith needs to be built to a place that you tell the enemy, I will not fail. I will not lose. This is where I begin to prosper. This is where I begin to make it. This is where I begin to show the devil that I learned from the last lesson and I'm not going to repeat this cycle ever again. I'm going to live a good life. I'm not going to let life live me, but I'm going to live my life. I'm going to say it again. I'm not going to let life live me, but I'm going to live my life. The enemy does not want you to live, but the Bible declares and tells me that God said that I come that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly. That means that you are supposed to live joyful. You're supposed to live in peace. You're supposed to live happy. And anything that comes to tear down your discouragement, to tear down your joyfulness, your happiness, your excitement, you have legal spiritual authority to give it the exit in your life. I don't care if it who it is or what it is. You have delegated authority to tell it that it does not have position or room to live there anymore. Your mind is what is talking to you instead of the voice of of God. And many of you are listening to voices that is causing you to be discouraged, that is causing you to be disappointed, and that is the enemy, because God will never speak a word in your ear that will bring you discouragement, that will bring you to devastation. And so when you begin to say, something told me I should just kill myself, the devil is a liar. That is the voice of the enemy. That is the voice of a dark spirit. That is the voice of Satan telling you that you're not supposed to be happy, that you're not supposed to live, but God said that you shall live and not die. That's how I know you, who am I talking to? All of you who are listening to me right now, you in radio land, you in internet land are listening to this broadcast, you're supposed to live the good life. You are. You're supposed to live the good life. And so you can do it. You can do it. Faith, disappointment. I promise you, you can face it. You can face disappointment, any adjustment that's required to remedy the situation. God has better things for you, woman of God. God has better things for you, man of God, and he will help you. He says in Hebrews 13:5, I will not in any way fail you. Stop. He says it. Who will not? He will not. Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. He says it in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. He says, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down. That's the word of God. So instead of concentrating on your problem and getting discouraged, focus on God and meditate on his promises for you, for his promises for your life are yes and amen. You may have fallen down, but you don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay down. You don't have to stay in that place. You don't have to stay in that slump. Good God Almighty. You don't have to stay in that place of despair, in that place of discouragement. You don't have to stay there. God is ready. He is willing, and he's able to pick you up. You know how I know? Because I'm going to quote it again. He said in his word in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, my God, I need to tweet that and hashtag it. I will not in any way fail you. Hebrews 13 and 5. This is your scripture. This is your scripture for the rest of your life. Not the rest of the week, not the rest of the year, for the rest of your life. I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up. People do that to you, but God won't. People fail you. People give up on you. People leave you without support. How many times have you been disappointed by people because they failed you, because they gave up on you, because they left you without support? But the Bible tells us that he will not do it. He's there. You're not alone. Even though you feel lonely, he's there. You're looking for a human being to fill a void that God is trying to fill. God cannot fill a void in your life if you don't give him that empty place. You're trying to give somebody your heart when God is saying, give me your life. And woo, God Almighty, hallelujah. I'm going to leave that one alone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you have to pick yourself up, people. You got to pick yourself up from disappointment. From disappointment. I know you're feeling disappointed. I know it. I know it. Feeling disappointed in the short term can actually be quite, it can be quite an adventure. However, wallowing in disappointment, as I first stated, can keep you feeling stuck, can lead to doubt, can lead to depression. That's why some of you are depressed. That's why some of you are feeling the way that you're feeling. It can leave you not up at all. It can leave you in discouragement in the long term. This is especially true when you've experienced a series of disappointments over a short period of time. These disappointments are weighing. They're sitting on your shoulders, as I said. And so they overrun. They get you and overrun by negative thoughts and your emotions. And in fact, you might even catch yourself saying, I'm just not good enough. Nothing ever works out. This always happens to me. People always do this to me. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know how I got to this place. It's very easy to get caught up in this cycle. Somebody ought to say, I'm breaking the cycle now.
It's very easy to get caught up in this cycle and continuously get down on yourself. It's easy. It's easy to do. It's easy to do. Ask me how I know. Just because I'm a prophet, just because I'm the prophet elect, I'm not exempt. I'm not exempt from feeling anything that you feel. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I'm not exempt. You got to break the cycle. You got to break the cycle. You got to break the cycle. It's very easy to get caught up in this cycle and continuously get down and look down on yourself. Just because you're in this position now does not mean you're going to be here for the rest of your life. So, however, this is never helpful and will keep you from seeing disappointment for what it really is, a powerful emotion that will help you clarify your personal expectations and pave the way forward towards the attainment of your goals. You're going to get to where God wants you to be. Do you understand? You're going to get to where God wants you to be. There are 5 steps for overcoming disappointment that I want to. I'm just probably going to read them out because I know I'm not going to be able to expound on all of them. Amen. But I want you to know there are 5 steps to overcoming disappointment. Feeling disappointment is beneficial in many different ways. In fact, it's just like any other painful emotion you experience. All emotions are simply guiding posts that alert you to what's happening in your external environment. That means everything around you, everything around you. So while helping you make appropriate adjustments and decisions to improve your situation, you got to tell yourself, there are some decisions that I must make that I've got to so that I can improve my situation. There's some decisions and some appropriate adjustments that you must make to improve your situation. It's not difficult to turn a little disappointment in your favor to help improve your circumstance. 5 steps. I'm going to read them off real quickly because I want to pray. I want to read them off real quickly. Amen. Step 1, acknowledge how you feel about a situation and stop lying to yourself and stop lying to people. Acknowledge how you feel for real. Acknowledge how you feel for real. So when somebody asks you, how do you really feel? I'm good. I'm fine. You are a liar because that's not how you really feel. Did I just call you a liar? I did, because the first step to admitting there's a problem is you got to admit that there's a problem, or admitting you have a problem, or admitting that you have, that you're discouraged or that you're disappointed, is admitting that, yes, I'm disappointed. But why are you disappointed? That's where it starts. Acknowledge how you feel about the situation. Your first, acknowledge your personal feelings about the situation and circumstances. If you're disappointed, then admit it openly and honestly. Hiding your disappointment will just prevent you from moving forward. So you got to ask yourself, what really happened here? What should have happened? And why am I feeling disappointed about this? Clarify, people of God, why exactly you're feeling disappointed about the situation. All right? And if you do that, it will help you to get a better understanding of your thoughts and expectations. I promise you, this must be good, because there ain't nobody left alive tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. In fact, your thoughts are the key. How you initially thought about the situation and how you eventually responded to the outcome has essentially triggered your feelings of disappointment. Okay? So you got to ask yourself, what was I thinking at the time when things didn't pan out as I thought they would? Was I blaming myself? Was I blaming others? Was I blaming circumstances? Was I searching for excuses, as we often do? How have these thoughts hindered me? All right. Step 2, questions your expectation. It's now time to take a closer look at the expectations you had before these events and circumstances took place. So you got to ask yourself, what were my expectations about the circumstances? What were my expectations about myself? You know what I'm saying? So you have a failed relationship. What was I expecting to gain out of this relationship? Was I expecting to be more compassionate? Was I more compassionate? Did I have to be so hard? Could I have softened up a little bit? Did I have to be so pushy? Did I have to be so forceful? Did I have to be so nosy? Did I have to be so clingy? Ain't nobody saying nothing to me. I wish I was in a church. I would keep saying, ain't nobody saying nothing, just so I can hear you holler. I'm here. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. Sometimes things that fail are not always because, or sometimes things that discourage us are not always coming from others. Sometimes we can be the discouragement. Ooh, did I just say that? Yes. Sometimes we can be our own discouragement. I promise you, man of God, woman of God, hear me clear. Sometimes we can be our own discouragement. Ask me how I know. I discourage myself. Failed relationships, relationship after a failed relationship, and then nothing will work. And so you now blaming everybody for something that you could have fixed or something that you could have avoided. All right. So I'm going to leave that there. I won't talk about relationships because I'm not talking about relationships. I'm talking about living a good life. But I just use that for an example. Amen. And so you got to begin to ask yourself step number three, take time to learn from the experience. Take time to learn from the experience. What can I learn from this experience? What can I learn about myself? What can I learn about my perspective of the situation? What can I learn about how I set expectations? What can I learn from all this that will help me approach things differently in my future? You always want to have something you learn so that you don't do the same thing twice. And so, but if you even look like you're going to repeat it, you know how to fight it. You know how to go into the battle saying, I already won this war because I already played this game. Good God Almighty, that was good. You got to understand. You got to understand. When you get ready to hit it, when you're ready, it seems like you get ready to go through the same thing again. You have to face it and say, oh, nope, I'm going to win this war because I already played this game. So guess what? I'm already victorious. You're already victorious. You got to take personal inventory. You should now fully understand the situation, and you should also have clarity about your expectations during this step. This is step number four. It's now time for you to take a personal inventory. And what does that mean? You have to ask yourself, what skills do I have that can help me make the most of the situation? What knowledge did I gain? What knowledge do I have that I might be able to use here? Again, what tools do I have at my disposal that could be helpful? What support can I potentially get from others? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? You understand what I'm saying to you tonight? You do not have to live a life of disappointment. You don't have to live a life of always feeling as if you're a failure. You don't have to live a life thinking that just because you had one failed relationship that this relationship is not going to work. Just because you didn't work out on that job does not mean that it's not going to work out for you on this job. Just because you couldn't handle the bills in that house doesn't mean you can't handle the bills in this house. God is not going to disappoint you. This next move that you are about to make is not a move of disappointment. It's a move of devastation for your destiny. And woman of God, I don't know who I'm talking to, but there's a woman of God listening to me right now. You've got to understand. You've got to quit saying, how did I get back to this place again? You've got to quit saying that, because God is going to continue to put you in the same place that you failed or that you did not pass. Not that you failed, but that you did not pass, so that you can retake the test and win again. You understand? Retake the test and win again. You ought to tell somebody sitting next to you or that's in your house or that's riding with you in the car, retake the test and win again. Yes. Just because it didn't work out does not mean you failed. It just means that you need to retake the test and win again. They're messing with you on the job. Retake the test. How do I retake the test? Go apply for somewhere different. Go work somewhere different. Go bug the person that you already applied for the job with and tell them, listen, I don't know what's taking so long, but I just wanted to come in and check on things and see how they were going, check up on the process. Had you gotten to my application? You've got to be persistent. Be persistent. Persistent. Don't be lazy, but be people of God. I promise you that if you be persistent with God, God will be persistent with you. If you are always thinking that things are going to fall in your lap, you're in the wrong life. I'm telling you, I don't know what life you need to live in, but from the beginning of the world up until now, nothing fell in anybody's lap. It was always work, and you got to work hard. You got to work hard so that you can play harder. Ooh, that was good. You got to work hard so that you can play harder. You deserve what is about to come to you. There's something great coming for you. But the enemy likes to bring these little disappointments and little distractions that begin to form themselves and begin to create a massive cancer called friction, discord, anger, bitterness, depression, worry, stress, high blood pressure, pre-hypertension, diabetes. That's what all of these little disappointments and these little distractions do. They create these things.
when you start to feel as though you're becoming overwhelmed, think different. Go for a walk. Go to the coffee shop. Go have some ice cream. Do something else. Don't come home fussing at your kids because you had a bad day on your job. They weren't there. You can't blame them for something that they did not do. Don't come home fussing at your wife, fussing at your husband because of something that happened at a meeting at church. They don't even go to church. Why are you fussing at them? They're clueless as to why you have an attitude. You have to live a good life, and in order to live a good life, you have to come off in a good way. Glory to God. This has blessed me tonight. This has blessed me tonight, and my time is just about up. But I tell you what, we're going to continue this on next Tuesday with Breakthrough Tuesday on Favor Factor Radio. But I want to pray with you before we leave this line. And I want to believe God with you tonight for your mind, for your battles, for your discouragement, for your devastation, for your depression, for your stress. I want these things to break in your life, in your life. I want God to give you the desires of your heart. I simply believe that your change is now. I believe that. I believe that your change is now. Change is going to come. And we believe that tonight. I believe that tonight, amen, that some of you have listened to this and you're going to fight tomorrow like a champ. You're going to win the victory all weekend long, the rest of this week, the rest of next week, the rest of the month, the rest of the year, the rest of your life, because you're going to not live a good life for a moment, but you're going to live your good life for a lifetime until he cracks this sky, until he calls your name. Amen. You will live a good life. I believe that with all of my heart, all of my heart, all of my mind, all of my soul, and all of my spirit. Sickness and disease cannot take you out. You are a joint heir. Hallelujah, with the Father. Amen. You belong to him, and he belongs to you in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to pray. I want to thank all of you tonight, those of you who have called in from far and from near. Amen. So many of you are listening tonight from all over. Amen. You're listening tonight live from all over, and you're logged in online. I see you. God bless you. Amen. Those area codes, I see you. Let's call out some 336-646. Amen. 706. Amen. I see you tonight. 252. I see you tonight. New York. I see you tonight. New Jersey. God bless you. I see you. I see you. I see you. I see you. High Point. I see you. Winston-Salem and Greensboro. I see you. Raleigh. God bless you. And thank you for joining us tonight. I see you followers all from all over. God bless you. Prophet loves so many of you. Let's send a shout out, amen, to my great bishop and my leader, Bishop James Dunn and Pastor Stephanie Dunn in Georgia. If you're on here and you're a part of Narrow Way, amen, I'm shouting out Narrow Way tonight. I want to thank God for you tonight. Don't forget, go to our website, www.pcbministries.com. If this has been a blessing to you, I want you to go there and sow that 27:17 and watch what God does in your life within the next few days, within the next 2 hours, within the next few minutes, within the next few seconds, because it doesn't take him long. I'm excited about everything that God is about to do for you. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you tonight for all that has been said and done on this radio show, on Favor Factor Radio. Thank you, God, for those persons who were feeling like they were a disappointment, like they were a failure, that things are now shifting and their mindset is changing, and they now understand, God, that they have the tools that they need to fight in this ring and win this battle. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you that we come against now the spirit of negativity that fights us so hard in our minds and our emotions and our spirit. God, help the people of God not to come off on people, God, that did not do it, God, that did not discourage them, that did not cause them any harm, that did not cause them any pain. God, help us to deal with our silent frustrations. Help us to deal with our silent and small disappointments, that they do not turn into cancer cells that will kill our unity, that will kill our bond, that will kill our churches and ministries, that will kill families. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare over every person that's under the sound of my voice that they are now coming to a place of understanding that they are going to live and not die, that sickness and disease are far from them. And this is the place where they grow and where they grow and they go to their destiny place. In in the name of Jesus. We thank you in advance that, God, you are now shifting things in their favor. By this time tomorrow, things are going to be different in the best form and in the best shape and in the best fashion for their life. In the name of Jesus, minds are being regulated. Bodies are being healed. In the name of Jesus, God, deliver and set your people free from the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, heal broken hearts. Touch disturbed minds. Healing somebody's emotions in the name of Jesus. We give your name glory. We give your name praise in Jesus' name. I wish that you would join us again on next week. But before we go, my girl is getting ready to tell you that what you are dealing with, it ain't even bigger than you, because we serve a God that's bigger than it. God bless you.
Thank you. Worshiper out there that'll join me. Come on. Let him know that you're hungry for him.